Open your King James Bible today, please, into 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 11 for study number 119 today. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 119-Trust, using just the word trust. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11, which reads, "According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust." Let's pray now. Father, give us divine wisdom, wisdom from above. Touch us with the Holy Ghost. Open our mind, open our understanding, open our heart and our mouth. Lord, I pray, touch our tongue, and may we speak today, Lord, as you be leading and directing, and may we say no more, no less, but what you would have us to say. Protect our mind, block our mind to things we should not get involved in. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. You know who's listening. Touch every heart, touch every life, give them what they need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now this lesson, or this study, which is number 119, it will be the 20th study on verse 11 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We will title this study today, Just Trust, the last word of this verse, which is found in the first book of Timothy. In this study, we're going to look at the word trust again and trust in God. As we have said in the past two studies, the word trust is mentioned 134 times in the Bible. It is mentioned 107 times in the Old Testament and 27 times in the New Testament. The word trust means confidence, belief, faith, keeping, care, or custody. It simply means to put faith in, to have confidence in, to believe in, or to allow the keeping of. In the spiritual sense, it means that we are putting our soul in the safe keeping of the Lord for Him to meet the needs of our soul and to keep us out of the pits of hell. It means we've repented of our sins and called upon the Lord, and then we've given Him the possession of our soul for time and eternity. It means we've committed our soul to Him for our salvation. Many need to grasp this doctrinal thought. If they did, they would realize that God is able to keep them from falling. Complete trust in Christ is faith, and faith is believing, as is seen in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 in verse 12. "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." In this study, we'll look at things people trust in this life, expecting to go to heaven, but in the end, these things will only grease the board for them to slide into hell. It's amazing how many things and how many ways people have come to the conclusion that they can inherit eternal life and go to heaven when they die. People seem to think that it's easier to trust things than to trust God. They seem to think it's easier to do things than to just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to remind our hearers today that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through, in, and by the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through trusting His shed blood on Calvary and His resurrection from the dead on the third day that will bring redemption to the soul. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life." Notice this phrase in the last part of that verse. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There are three main things that men trust for salvation of their soul. Now, you can probably find a lot of other things, but these are the three main things that keep them from finding Christ. We'll give you these scriptures on these three things in this last lesson on verse 11. Now first, trusting in riches. Jesus warns of one way people have turned, and they've turned to riches instead of to Him. We find this record in Mark chapter 10, verse 24 through 25. And the disciples were astonished at His words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches? Trust in riches. See, that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Multitudes today think that they can buy their way into heaven. They trust their riches as if they can buy themselves a ticket to heaven, just like buying a ticket to the ball game or something of that effect. People of all walks of life and nationalities are trusting their treasures and riches, believing that they will be okay when they draw their last breath in this life. It's amazing how many people are convinced that their riches will get them into glory. Riches and wealth may help you while you're here, but we can't take anything with us when we die. You can't even produce a bank account, a statement before the Lord. You can't hand Him a baptismal certificate when you stand before Him. You'll not be able to give Him a church membership letter or anything else before God when you die. All that will not matter at all when you draw your last breath down here. You can't produce all your accomplishments and your trophies at the judgment bar of God. You will leave all that behind. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 15 says, And he came forth of his mother's womb. Naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. Now the key word here is trust. They're trusting or depending on riches to pave the way for them. They have committed everything, including their soul, to their riches. Many have come to the conclusion that they can buy happiness, they can buy peace, and they can buy eternal life. This puts salvation in the hands of man and takes it out of the hands of God. This would be a system of works, and we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace through faith. Multitudes would not be able to obtain this salvation if it depended on riches because they have nothing. Salvation would only be for the rich and not for the poor as well. Paul gives us another verse of Scripture on these lines. In 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse 17, he says, Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Paul here is giving Timothy an order to charge the rich of this world to not be high-minded. Now, this is a problem those who trust in riches have. This is called pride, and pride is one of those things that will take us and take all of us down. We are not to trust in our riches if we've got any. Now, the second thing today, we find that men are not only trusting the riches, but we find that men are trusting in men. Another thing that men trust for their salvation and their spiritual welfare are great leaders or great men. John chapter 5 and verse 45 says, Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Notice that word, in whom ye trust. In Jesus' day, men were looking to these great leaders of days gone by for guidance. They'd take their writings and they'd put more faith and confidence in those men than they did in the words that they said. The Jews in particular were looking back at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were also lifting up Moses, David, and many others. They could not see the greatest of all among them. The Son of God Himself was walking among them, and they did not recognize Him, nor even receive Him. We see the same thing in our land today. The majority are trusting great men of the past and the present. Many great, many trust preachers. They trust popes or great leaders. Many hold men as idols in their life. They're led to believe every word they say while not letting the Word of God have any say in their lives at all. Men are just mere men headed to eternity. Men can help us, but men can't redeem us from the penalty of sin. Men can encourage us, but men can't forgive us of our sins, regardless of how much we confess to them. There's only one who can wash away our sin, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Man can make us feel better, amen, and even look better sometimes about our sins, but they can't remove them from the record. But I want to say today, glory to God, God can. Now, there are many who hold up movie stars, politicians, sports figures, the rich and such, to a high degree, thinking that they may be able to help them when it comes time to die. They even hold up preachers and religious leaders to such a high place that they think they can even forgive sin. Many religions and denominations are built upon such teachings. All men need God now, and especially when they die. Doctors, nurses, and preachers may hold your hand when you make the crossing from this life to eternity, but it is God and only God who will make the difference when that time comes. We are not to put our trust in men. Now the third thing, and that is trusting in self. We are told that there are a number of people who trust in themselves in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. It said, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves." You see that? Trust in ourselves. "But in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust, that he will yet deliver us." Now, it's amazing today, ladies and gentlemen, how many people you'll come in contact with that believe that they can save themselves. They have the idea that they can pick themselves up by their own bootstraps. They think that if they do enough good works, or that they do some great miracles or things, they will be accepted in glory when they die. Multitudes get into the habits of helping people by feeding the poor, giving to charities, volunteering to great organizations, and the like. But this will not be sufficient when it comes time for you to die. We're not to trust in self. If wealth can't save us, if men can't save us, and if we can't save ourselves, then who are we to trust? God gives us the answer in many places in the Word of God. Such a reference is given in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." Paul tells us that we are to trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men. The psalmist tells us to put our trust in the Lord. We are to trust nothing or anyone but the Lord with all our soul and life. Psalm 4 and verse 5 said, "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." When we have valuables, we like to put them in a safekeeping place so we'll never lose them or have any of them stolen. Our soul is worth more than all our valuables put together. The only safekeeping of our soul is in the bosom of God. The only safe place for me and for you is to put our trust in the Lord who made heaven and earth. Another reference to this subject of trusting in the Lord is found in Psalm 37 and verse 3. David said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." I'm confident and secure because of my trust in the Lord. He has told us that he'll never forsake us in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. He said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I am trusting him with all I have and all I am. Thank God today. I have none other to trust that I can really depend on. We'll give you another reference to this statement we gave you earlier about trusting in man. And it's found in Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8 and 9 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Men and princes will fail and let us down. We are not to put trust in man, we have said a few moments ago. All men are dying just like we are. All men will face God on their own merits. Amen. They'll have nobody but Jesus and His blood to stand with. Hallelujah, though. Thank God for the blood. We will give you one more reference right quickly in this lesson before moving on to the next verse in our next lesson. It's found in Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Notice here Solomon says to trust in the Lord with all our heart, not just part of it. We're not to allow our minds to think on anything else or anyone else. Our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him alone. Do you know Him? Are you trusting Him? God bless you. Amen and amen.